practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio with the intent of preparing our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing Christians at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. I trust and pray that you had a great Christmas season and, in fact, are continuing to have a great Christmas season as you are celebrating the incarnation of our dear God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And since this is the last Sunday in December and just 3 days after Christmas, we're going to be playing some songs today that relate to the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ, beginning with that great song that I know that many of you love entitled, Mary, Did You Know?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one Did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy had come to make you new? This child you've just delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his heaven's perfect lamb. this sleeping child you're holding is the great I am.
How we can thank the Lord for the availability of Mary, the Virgin Mary, who truly had a very, very high value in the sight of Almighty God, to the point that through the incarnation, she brought into this world the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep in mind that he is the eternal God. Jesus did not come into existence at his birth. He existed in the past as eternal God. He was there on the day of creation, creating all things. But he came into this world, laid aside the great grandeur and glory of being God in heaven to come into this world, to be born and placed in the manger in order to go to the cross to provide salvation for each and every one of us. And of course, that's what the message of Christmas is all about. It's not just about gifts and parties and gathering togethers and so forth and so on. It's about what God has done for us through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the great I Am, and he came into the world to save you and to save me. He saved me back in July the 17th, 1964. And I trust that you can say today that Jesus Christ saved you at some particular point in your life. If you can't say that, I would encourage you today to call upon the name of the Lord and ask him to save you, and he will. He'll give you the forgiveness of sins, and he will give you eternal life. Well, it's a delight to have you there by the radio, and I trust that you did have and are continuing to have a great Christmas season. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America, and we're looking forward to another great Lord's Day here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. And if you don't have a church to attend, I would like to invite you to visit us, where we'll be having Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and then our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And certainly we would be delighted to have you drop by and visit us if you do not have a home church to attend. It's important that we go to church. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25 that we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And so I trust and pray that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today where you might study the Word of God, where you might worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, and where you might have the opportunity to encourage others and to be encouraged by others. But if we could ever serve you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us. You may call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you can write to us, and our mailing address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street. That's 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You may email us at fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And again, if we can serve you spiritually, let us know. Our greatest desire is that you know Jesus Christ as Savior. Call upon his name and ask him to save you, and he will, as I mentioned a moment ago. And if you do that today, or if you've recently done that, contact us, because we have a little booklet that we'd like to give you entitled Now That I Believe, that will help you to understand what took place in your life when you trusted Christ as Savior, and how you can get started right in your walk and relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please do not hesitate to contact us. Let us pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you once again for who you are and for what you've done for us through the Lord Jesus Christ. We are just ending the season in which we focus on the incarnation of your dear Son, how that he became flesh and dwelt among us, in order that he might go to the cross and provide salvation for us that we do not deserve and we cannot earn. Father, it is my prayer that if there's even one under the sound of my voice today who has never trusted your Son as their Savior, that today would be the time of salvation for them. I also pray today, Lord, that you will encourage every Christian who's under the sound of my voice, and that everyone will go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today, so that they might grow in you, so that they might obey you, so that they might be a blessing to others, and so that you'll be glorified. Take this broadcast today, Lord, and use it for your intended purpose, I pray, for it's in Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Here's another Christmas tune that you'll probably not hear too many times between now and next Christmas, but we're playing it just to remind us of what God has done for us through Jesus Christ, Away in a Manger. From the spiritual breadbox of the Word of God, we go to 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15, where the Word of God says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." That's 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15. And now before I deliver a message entitled, "Have You Received All of Your Gifts?" let's listen to another song that's not necessarily one that we sing normally around the Christmas time, but it's a song that talks about what took place at Christmas time, and that is the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ. The song is entitled, "Tell Me the Story of Jesus."
Oh,
And it is true that the sweetest story that has ever been heard is the story of the Lord Jesus Christ, how the God sent Jesus Christ into this world to, yes, be born in and placed in that manger. You hear people saying he was born in a manger. I don't think he was born in the manger, but he's born and placed in the manger. And then, of course, ultimately, 33 years later, he went to Mount Calvary and died on that cruel cross to provide salvation for the entire world. And of course, on the third day, he rose again from the grave to give eternal life to those who call upon the name of the Lord. And so that's the story of Jesus. And you know, we are sort of coming to the end of the Christmas season. And during the Christmas season, we all give and receive gifts. And I'm sure that you gave a lot of gifts, and I trust that you've received a lot of gifts as well. And I do trust and pray that you have appreciated the gifts that you've received. I know that I've received a number of gifts during the Christmas season and have appreciated every one of them. But the question that I have for you this morning is this. Have you received all of your gifts? You know, you can receive all the gifts that this world has to offer, but if you don't have the ultimate gift, then all of those other gifts are in vain. Now you'll say, what is that ultimate gift? Well, that ultimate gift is the forgiveness of sin and the reception of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ alone. And I want to talk about that today as we look at several passages of Scripture that relate to this great gift. Have you received all of your gifts? Well, first of all, there's a problem that we need to face as it relates to these gifts, and it's found in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, where it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The problem that every one of us face today is that we are all born as a sinner because of the fact that we are part of the human race. The Bible teaches us, you know, that Adam sinned, and when Adam sinned, his sin was imputed upon or placed upon the account of everyone who has ever been born. And because of that, we are all born with that sin nature. And the word sin means to miss the mark. And when it says here that all have sinned and come short to the glory of God, that means that every one of us have missed the mark of God's perfection. We've all been born sinners. I remember a number of years ago, I was preaching at a rescue mission in Washington, D.C. And as I was preaching, there was a fellow right down front, and he was into the message. He was saying amen and praise God. And every time I'd take a breath, he would say, "Now, don't quit now, brother. Keep preaching." And I kind of liked that. And so at the end of the message, I went down to him and I encouraged him because of the way that he encouraged me. I said, "Thank you very, very much for the way that you were sort of amening me on." And he said, "Well, the message that you delivered was a great message, but there's one thing that you said that I don't agree with." And I said, "Well, sir, what is that?" He said, "You have said that all have sinned and have come short to the glory of God." I said, "That's right, because that's what the Bible says." His response back to me was, "Well, that's everybody else, but I have never sinned in my life." Well, obviously that surprised me because of the way that he was responding to my message. And it could very well be that there are people who never take into consideration the fact that they are, number one, born sinners with that sin nature that has been placed upon their account through the sin of Adam and Eve back in the Old Testament. And then there are probably many people who sort of have a holier-than-thou attitude, saying, "Well, I've never sinned, but others have." Well, the Bible says, and the Bible is our authority, that all, that means you, that means me, have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've been born with the sin nature that we inherited from Adam, and because we have that sin nature, we commit sins, whether in thought or word or action, every day of our lives. And it's that sin that creates a problem, because that problem is that it keeps us from having a relationship with God. God is holy and God is righteous, And we are sinful and unholy and unrighteous. And because of our sin, we cannot have a relationship with God. That is why we say sin means missing the mark of God's perfection. The problem is that we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God. That leads us to a penalty. And the penalty is found over in Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, the first part of the verse where it says, "The wages of sin is death." The wages of sin is death. You know, a wage is that which is given for something that has been done. You go and work for your boss or for your employer for a day, and of course, after a bit of time, it may not be that particular day, but it may be at the end of the week or in the middle of the month or whatever the case, you get a wage for what you've done. Well, because of the fact that we have all sinned, the penalty for that sin is death, which means separation from God. You may be religious. You may have been brought up in a Christian home, in a Christian family, but if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, you are still living in sin and separated from God because He is a holy God and you are living in the concept of unholiness. Back in the book of Genesis chapter 2, where we see God is creating the universe, creating the world, and establishing mankind on the earth, we see these words in Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, where God was speaking to Adam, and he said, and the Word of God says, "And the Lord God commanded the man," that is Adam, "saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat." That's talking about the Garden of Eden. "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Now, when we read down through Genesis 2 and on into Genesis chapter 3, we find that eventually Satan tempted Eve in the form of the serpent. She partook of that forbidden fruit. Adam partook as well, and immediately they died, not physically, but spiritually. Up to that point, they had a great relationship with God, a walking relationship with God. But when they partook of that fruit, they died spiritually and, of course, became separated from God. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5 and verse 12, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." You see, when Adam sinned back there in Genesis chapter 2 in the Garden of Eden, he was, along with Eve, the human race. And so his sin brought the sin nature into his life that has been passed upon to everybody who has been born since then, and we call that imputation. The fact that Adam's sin has been placed upon our account through being born into the human race. And so the penalty to pay is death. And of course, as we study the Bible, we find that there are three types of death. There is the physical death, which is the separation of the body, soul, and spirit, the result of sin. There is spiritual death, which is separation from God in this life, which again is the result of sin. And then there's the second death, and that is eternal death, eternal separation from Jesus Christ in the lake of fire, which once again is the result of sin. And so if you do not know Jesus Christ as Savior, you're living in your sin. That's the problem. And the penalty to pay for that is separation from God in this life, because you can't walk with a holy God with sin in as a part of your nature that has not yet been washed in the precious blood of Christ. And if you die without trusting Christ, you'll spend eternity separated from the Lord Jesus in that second death. But that leads us to a third point, and that's the presentation. And again, we go to Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, where it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." The greatest gift that you can ever receive is the gift of eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ. Have you received that gift? Like I said at the beginning of the program, you may have received and you may have given a number of different gifts throughout this Christmas season, and you may have received some great gifts. But my question is, have you received the greatest gift of all, which is the gift of forgiveness, the gift of eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ? If you have not yet trusted Christ as Savior, I would encourage you today to call upon Him. Ask Him to forgive you, and He will. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 22, it says, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." If you've never trusted Christ as Savior, right now, this moment, you are living in spiritual death. So call upon the name of the Lord. Jesus Christ came into this world not to be placed in a manger, but to go to the cross, to suffer, bleed, and die, and then to resurrect again on the third day, so that through faith in Him, you might have the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. So do as Romans 10:13 says. Call upon the name of the Lord. Ask Him to save you, and He will. And the problem of sin and the penalty of sin will be taken away, as you will receive the greatest gift of all, the gift of the forgiveness of sins and eternal life through faith in Christ. And if you make that decision today, contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. We will send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Make certain that you've received all of your gifts, the ultimate gift of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining us today. Until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona saying, God bless you. Keep looking up, for remember, the best is yet to come. Jesus could return again today. Amen.
Hey, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.